Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Chet Buchanan Before the Show show.
The only morning show I wake up with.
On 98.5 KLUC.
You know how I love when Jimmy Kimmel, when they do classroom instruments?
Yeah, you
know
love that.
Oh my God, I love that so much. And it's because it breaks it down. It breaks it down to just basic music stuff. And you see how really talented people are.
Oh, yeah.
And how cool it is when they're just sitting around having fun. Check this out. Katy Perry takes guitarist and keyboardist into the bathroom, and they do that song.
We saw him hanging out the window with
his... Well, that's not the right one. It's this one over here. Sorry, it's still early yet. It's this one right here.
Thought he was done, but I guess it's never really over. Oh, he was so...
And you know why they went in the bathroom?
Oh, the acoustics are always better
sure,
in the bathroom.
Oh, sure. We all sound amazing.
Yeah, exactly.
We all sound like Whitney Houston in the bathroom. We
I
all
know,
do.
I do.
Oh, pff, me too. Oh, my God. I don't know why, but the second half of the chorus was what really got me. I was like, wow, well, that's really good. All right, I'm back on the Katy Perry train.
Oh, my God, it's so great. And that's cell phone audio, and her voice is just incredible. KP is back, and she's better than ever.
Nice.
You ruined it for me with the KP.
Dang
it! You ruined it for me with the KP. Hey. Here we go again, kids. Hi, low. I want to go to Disneyland. Details coming in a minute.
The Chet Buchanan Before the Show show.
The only morning show I wake up with.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Yesterday, hi, low. I want to go to Disneyland. We teed it up perfectly.
Yeah.
Teed it up perfectly for Audrey Lee. I mean, we couldn't have set her up any better. 50-50 shot there. Just after 10 o'clock in the morning, bam, another trip to Disneyland out the door.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was thinking, and we had it in, we have a what they call a promo that runs throughout the day. I think about 6 people hear that promo. They put it at the end of the commercials.
Those 6 people, they know a lot now.
who's sticking around for that?
I don't know.
Thanks, guys. No, man. Because I did go in at one point, and I was like, hey, can we get a little more promotion for the show? And they're like, once an hour you get a full thing to say whatever you want. It's at the end of the commercial.
It's funny.
But speculating yesterday, might come back around again today. And look where we're at. High numbers what?
592.
Low numbers what?
581.
Do you, in fact, Kayla Jill Walker, believe that we will have a winner this morning?
I think we will.
Do you believe we will have a winner at 7 a.m., 8 a.m., or 9 a.m.?
I'm going to say 9.
Kayla's in at 9.
Well, because yesterday when you asked me that question, the spread was a little bit bigger, but I thought we'd get someone right at 7 o'clock, and then I was completely off on that. So I'm gonna go with late, 9 o'clock.
Kayla checks in with a 9 o'clock vote.
Yeah.
So this is a 1 in 10?
Good job. 1 in 10.
Well, I can do basic subtraction.
Some people can. That's actually, some people cannot.
Some people is me.
You just have to remember to take one off of it, because the numbers in the middle, you can't count the bumpers. They just count. You can't count the bread. You can only count the meat.
Okay.
Got it.
All right. So 1 in 10 shot. What time do you think? Caleb thinks it'll happen at 9 o'clock. Little Jess, 7, 8, or 9?
I'm going to go with, it's going to kick our morning off, 7 a.m.
I like it.
You think somebody's just gonna fire it out there?
Yep.
Huh.
They have the magic number.
Huh.
What do you think, Chet?
8.
8 o'clock? Okay. Yeah. I like this. Right. Even poor now.
Yeah. 8, I'm thinking.
Okay.
Interesting. Very interesting. So again, 592 on the high end, 581 on the low end. It's be very interesting today. Actually, I said 1 o'clock for Audrey Lee yesterday. I was a little off on that. Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna stick to 8.
But, okay. All right. Okay.
So our first shot to play high low. I want to go to Disneyland coming up at 7 o'clock this morning.
The Jeff Buchanan Before the Show show.
The only morning show I wake up with.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Las Vegas Aces All-Star starters, Liz Cambage and Kayla McBride in this studio tomorrow morning. Just after Spence's challenge.
That's awesome. So exciting.
Yeah,
no. I met Kayla before, and she is straight up, I love her.
She's the best.
Oh, yeah. But then I haven't met Liz yet. I find, obviously, she's so tall, so I find that a little bit intimidating. But, like, watching her on the court, she is fascinating. I can't wait to meet her.
She's smarter than you and loaded with attitude.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No. Loaded, and she's extraordinarily sweet. She's really, really sweet, but she doesn't have time for it.
Yeah.
And I get it. You know what I mean? Like, I get that. She just, she's the best. This whole team, and admittedly I'm biased, but they'll be in the studio tomorrow morning. We've got tickets for the Aces back in action this Sunday. Mandalay Bay Event Center for Autism Awareness Night, free tickets, probably at 7:30. Spence is out. Stomach, but yummy.
Eat something bad or something.
Macaroni and cheese, it gets him every time. You know what? He mixes the macaroni and cheese and the whiskey.
Yeah.
And it goes sideways on him.
Yeah.
That's what happens. And it's about every, what's this, July?
Yeah.
Yep, he's due. It's about every 6 months because he forgets. He loses his edge.
He is a slave to the mac and cheese, man.
He's
loves
a slave
it.
To the whiskey. What are we kidding? What are you kidding?
Yeah.
It's a lethal combination, kids. Don't do it. 21 Pilots tickets. We have those. Win it before you can buy them. Tickets. The Bandito Tour is coming to MGM Grand Garden Arena on October 30th. And those tickets go on sale this Friday at AXS.com at 10 a.m. We'll have those for free. Lowrider Super Show tickets. Pop 2000 tour tickets. So there's two things. I wanted to bring up the Liz and Kayla thing. I want to do who knows more. So does Liz know more about Notre Dame where Kayla McBride went to school? Now that's easy. What's the mascot for Notre Dame? Do you know? See? Fun.
I can't remember.
Fighting Irish. What state is Notre Dame in?
Don't do this to me.
Uh-huh.
Shoot.
Indiana. See, but easy enough. And it'll probably happen, and we'll see how Liz does.
Okay.
And then, and what's the closest major city to Notre Dame? Chicago.
Charlie.
Chicago. See, so it's all easy. So that's, I mean, at least for me, it's easy. I don't want to be offensive with three questions about Australia. You know what I mean?
Stereotyping kind of thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's the game I want to play for tomorrow.
All right.
And by the way, so the Before the Show folks that listen, the 5:30 club that listens, you'll know if we don't play the game tomorrow, it's because we couldn't come up with it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Couldn't come up with stuff that we didn't go, well, God, this is just, you know, what do you put on the Barbie? Shrimp. You know what I mean?
You're down where?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What's the greatest Australian rock band of all time? I don't know, In Excess? No, Men at Work. You know what I mean? It's wrong.
Yeah.
I think that's where the problem's going to come in, but we'll see. All right, first pick coming up. We've got to clean up Rolling Stone's mess. They say the best in show is the number one comedy of the 21st century. 21st century is the century that we're in now.
Yes.
So think about that. Since 2001, what is the greatest comedy? Is it best in show? If Spence was here, he would tell you that's true, I think.
Really?
Yeah. We want to know what you think. Coming up in a minute. 20.
Makes you happy in the morning.
Playing the songs you like.
Fresh podcasts go up every day at KLUC.com and on the radio.com app. Just search Chip Buchanan.
Oh, that's true. And today's podcast we're going to have to hold off. P1 Power Ranking's going to have to hold off for another day. No Spence today. We'll just have to hold. That's too bad. I prepped, too.
Yeah.
I was ready. I was ready to go.
I know. I had my top eight. I was like, I just got to find two more there. And it's because it's so hard when you get to like 9 and 10. You're like, I know that there's somebody else I need to put in there, but I don't know.
I'm not going to lie. I don't take it seriously. I just don't. I just don't. I look for stupid
stuff. Write down
names
and throw them up in the air in whatever order they come in.
Last week. Was it last week? Didn't I put, I put in Subban?
Yeah, and then the folks at Shadow Creek who are so nice.
Yeah, because they all listen.
I think that was awesome.
Shout out Shadow Creek. Although they're not listening now because they're redoing the course right now. So out of Shadow Creek, they're on vacation for like 3 weeks.
Oh, okay.
Ah. Yeah, which is awesome. But then, so I got to be honest with you. If you were on vacation right now, would you be up at 6 o'clock in the morning?
Nope.
No.
No.
Nope. I'd have fed the dog at 3:30 like usual. And gone right back to bed. Because he don't know about vacation.
Yeah.
Golden retrievers don't know nothing about vacation.
Yeah.
All they know is they're hungry.
This is the clock, Dad.
He's very demanding. He's very, very demanding. So here's the deal. Hi-lo, I want to go to Disneyland. A 1 in 10 shot. 1 in 10. We'll get you all set when it gets a little closer. But just know a 1 in 10 shot. Lil Jess thinks that we'll have a winner right at 7. I've chosen 8 o'clock, although I really feel like we're going to serve it up to Audrey Lee again.
Oh,
but
no.
I'm staying positive. Kayla believes that, well, hey, a winner's a winner, and it doesn't matter to me.
Yeah.
But we'd like to have a winner here. Kayla Jo Walker believes that we will have a winner at 9 o'clock this morning. We'll see how it all goes down. But a 1 in 10 shot. For Hi-Lo, I want to go to Disneyland. Coming up.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Man, I don't know what they're doing at Rolling Stone magazine, but I cannot believe. Best in show. The best comedy of the 21st century. That means from 2001 until now, they believe best in show is the best comedy.
It's just because of the cast. The cast alone is great, but I didn't think the movie was, oh my God, it blew me away comedically.
Yeah, but you know what? Spence came back around and got into those movies, The Best in Show and The Waiting for Guffman, the Christopher Guest movies, and he'll tell you, oh, it's awesome. Best in show. Now, I don't know if he'll say it's the best, but I bet he would give that more, credibility.
Yeah, and I do love everything that Fred Willard does. He's very, very funny. And like Eugene Levy is back in my Netflix account now because he has that show with Catherine O'Hare. So they are very funny. I just don't think it's the best movie.
What's the name of the show?
I can't.
What's the name of the show?
You can't say it.
Sure you can. It's CH. Don't do it.
I'm not going to.
Don't do it.
You know that makes me nervous.
Don't do it. Okay, so what's the best comedy of the 21st century?
Anchorman.
Ooh.
Easy.
For whatever reason, I couldn't get Dodgeball out of my head.
Dodgeball's funny.
And is that this century? Or is that 90s?
No, that's 2000. Because okay. It came out after Anchorman. Anchorman was 2004.
Ooh, Anchorman might be it. I've never laughed harder in a movie theater than I did at Borat, though.
Huh.
Ah, Borat.
Because Borat
funny.
Was so, you know, on the first. The thing about it is, Anchorman and Dodgeball, you can watch more than once. Borat, you watch it once, and then you go, okay, well, now you know what's coming.
That's true.
Yeah.
What's the best comedy of the 21st century?
I have two, but I'm going to just pick one now.
Yep, do it.
The Hangover.
What was your other one? Ooh.
That's so
especially
good.
Because the way that they put the whole movie together. I mean, when they toast and they cheer, you're going to see nothing but a party, but then it's like
you don't have to justify it. You don't have to justify it.
Oh, we all agree with you. That's a good one.
We don't have time for her to justify it. What was your other one?
Meet the Fockers.
Maybe.
It's just hilarious. The two parents. Oh,
but I've got three that I say, ooh.
I've got another one too.
Okay, what's the greatest comedy of the 21st century? 702-364-9898. Aces tickets, 21 Pilots tickets, Low Rider Super Show tickets, Pop 2000 tour tickets. Good prizes to choose from today.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
So Rolling Stone magazine, because they're bougie, says that Best in Show is the greatest comedy of the 21st century. That means 2001 forward. Okay. No way. There's no way. By the way, Luis Friday was in 1995, so that one doesn't count. But I'm with you on that. Just so you know.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but you know what, though? But we'll keep you in here for the prizes. Don't worry about nothing. DLK, the reigning number one at the top of the P1 Power Rankings. She'll stay there for an extra day because we can't do new ones today. Was she number one?
I think she was four this week.
Four? Oh, well.
Yeah, I dropped to four. Number I was one the week before.
Number one on my list.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's right. Hannah from Northtown. Hey.
Hey.
She's on the phone right now, too. We'll talk to her in a second. But DLK, number one comedy of the 21st century.
Legally Blonde.
You could make a case
that's
for that.
A good movie, too. But yes, the problem is that I think about the number one comedy of this century has to span both genres, and I feel it's a very, very heavy-leaning, like, female movie.
What do you mean by both genres?
Both genders. Like, I feel like my boyfriend doesn't like Legally
You're
Blonde.
You're overthinking.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean, like, have a fan base on both sides?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I gotcha. I thought you were talking about, like,
sorry, I didn't word that right.
Who's in the movie and all that kind of stuff.
No.
Like, what? What are you talking about? Definitely consideration must be given to Michelle Cable of Centennial Hills nomination. And that movie is?
Talladega Nights. And I got to tell you, about 10 years ago, I went to senior night for my son, and they were talking about Words to Live By going into the world and stuff, and it pops up from my Cable. If you're not first, you're last.
Yep.
Yep. So true.
Pretty much take any Will Ferrell movie.
Uh-huh.
And that's going to be in the top. It's going to be in the top 10, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure. I mean, seriously, look at this. Brooks the Fish from Summerlin. Hannah from Northtown. Hey.
Hey.
The reigning number one. Okay, on the count of three, what's the best comedy of the 21st century? One, two, three.
Step Brothers.
Yes, that is my number two. It was hard to choose between that and Anchorman, but Step Brothers is definitely up there.
It's a pretty good one. Yep.
Step Brothers has a lot of legs to that, too. I would watch that every single time it came on. Brooks, why did you say Step Brothers?
Catalina Wine Mixer.
Exactly. Hannah, why did you say Step Brothers?
Just because I can remember the most lines from it, and I'm terrible at, like, remembering stuff from movies, so it obviously was a good one.
Yeah, the Chewbacca costume, it's movie quality. you know what I mean?
Don't touch my drum set, bro. Yeah.
Aren't they the ones with the boats and hose?
Boats and hose. Yeah. I was just going to say that. Boats and hose. Step Brothers deserves consideration. Go a little more recent. Jonathan in the Southwest goes off the board. What do you think is the best comedy of the 21st century?
Blockers.
Highly underrated.
Huh, I haven't seen it yet.
I mean, it's funny, but it's not Step Brothers funny to me. It's funny, but...
I got you. Name one line from Blockers.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly. See, that's the problem. Gerald in Summerlin would like to throw this in for consideration. Best comedy of the 21st century.
Beer Fest.
Beer Fest, highly underrated.
Beer Fest was great.
Yeah, when the guy thinks he's all cool... And he's hanging out, and he's so cool. He's suave. Suave is the word that comes to mind. Smooth.
Yeah.
Smooth is the word. Yeah, but he's really wearing the half rack box that's got a hole written on it. It's on his head. You know what I mean? He's just not that cool.
Oh, man.
And I think we all would like to take a shot at trying to drink the boot.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to turn it at just the right time so the bubble comes out.
Correct.
See? I'm just saying.
That puts up for me, though, Super Troopers definitely up there then. If we're gonna do Beer Fest, Super Troopers definitely has to be up there.
What year is Super Troopers?
2001. I just looked it up because I was like, it's got to be a 90s film. No, it's 2001.
Perhaps. Huh. Jill in Henderson also says Hangover. There are other votes for Anchorman as well. Hangover is inspired. Yeah. It's either Hangover or Anchorman for me, I think.
Oh, man, you got to pick.
Are you sticking with yours?
Yeah, I'm definitely Anchorman's for sure.
Sticking with Anchorman. Sticking with the Hangover?
Hangover, for sure.
I bet, you know what? I would go with Hangover right now just because I think it's more iconic. Ask me tomorrow.
If you're listening on purpose, you're a P1.
All right.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Yeah, man, we got 8 minutes. Call it even 7.5. Until a 1 in 10 shot for high low, I want to go to Disneyland. High number again is
592.
Low number is
581.
We have just enough time. If we start right now,
yeah,
we have just enough. Kermit the Frog is here. Yeah,
it did sound very.
I don't know. Spontaneous eruptions. So we have just enough time. If we go now. give away some Chet Buchanan Show shirts. If you want to play, Amazon Prime Day Price is Right. There's crazy stuff on there. Okay. No, I'm not even going to tell the story because it's dumb. But there's a stupid little item that I love that nobody else loves, nobody cares about. It's a stupid kind of golf tee. And a buddy of mine found those Prime Day. They're on sale.
Oh, nice.
Oh, okay.
They're on sale. And I'm like, oh, my God. Kayla's talking about how her boyfriend buddy yesterday is just throwing random stuff out at her. What are these blocks for the driveway that
he
wants?
They were like stones, I'm assuming. He goes, do you want blocks to line the driveway? I go, no, I don't want blocks.
Why all of a sudden can you not get the money out of your account quick enough?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. All right, Chet Buchanan Show shirts right now, 702-364-9898. Amazon Prime Day Price is Right. Let's play right now.
Can I tell you something?
Woo! It's Chet Buchanan, Spence, Kayla, and Lil Jess. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's a 1-in-10 shot. A 1-in-10 shot. At High Low, I want to go to Disneyland coming up in just moments. Who's playing Amazon Prime Day Price is right now?
That is Kurt Hill of Aliante.
Hello there, ooh. Kurt Hill from Aliante. Here's how it works. Kayla's going to describe an item that is up for grabs on Amazon Prime Day. Now, remember, because it's Amazon Prime Day, the price might be a little different from what you ordinarily might think it would be.
Okay.
So we will all try and guess what the price of that item is without going over. We've all watched Price is Right. We know how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
First one to three, okay. Unless we run out of time, wins. Okay. Item number one, Kayla.
Yellow Mountain Imports, 126-piece polyhedral dice set. Each set comes with a mix of 18 different colors and includes your own Yellow Mountain Imports commemorative velvet pouch, if the price is right.
Wait, 126 of these dice?
Yep.
And they're all just like crazy dice?
Yep.
Like Dungeons and Dragons dice?
Yep.
Huh.
How many of them?
126-piece set, sir, with the velvet pouch. Don't forget that.
$24.99. Hang on, you get to go last. You get to go last this time. $24.99 I'm in with. Okay, Lil Jess. Sorry, Kayla, you're not playing. Jess?
$14.99
for Lil. Look up Lil Jess. All right. Kurt.
Let's see. I think the velvet pouch is what threw me, but I'm going to go $9.99.
Actual retail price,
$16.99. Oh, yeah. Lil Jess goes up one zip. Item number two.
Jensen Kids, I Can Do It Rewards and Responsibilities chart. This 11-by-15.5-inch chart can display just how great or poor your child is doing in school with their chores or general behavior. It could be yours if the price is right.
You bought one for Buddy, didn't you?
You know I did.
So he knows what his chores are and if he's being a good boy.
You get a star.
All right, Lil Jess, you got to go first.
Is it laminated?
It is laminated, yes.
It sounded like that M&M's commercial. It's laminated. It's laminated, so
it's
yeah.
A little pricey.
Tack on a couple bucks.
I'm going to go with $4.99.
Yeah,
because I messed up yesterday.
Oh, yeah, the educational supplies. It's got you thrown for a loop. That's awesome. She's in at $4.99. How big is this thing?
It's 11-by-15.5 inches.
$9.99.
$9.99.
Kurt? Let's see. I'm going to go $3.50.
$3.50? Actual retail price?
$15.50 on Amazon Prime.
Bam! All right, I'm in with one.
Hmm.
You know what? This one, winner take all.
Okay.
By the way, Kurt, you're winning anyway. So
well, thank you.
So what's the last item?
A suture practice kit. Not quite a game, not quite medical school. This suture training kit will have you fixing up wounds and repairing hems with ease. And it could be yours if the price is right.
Oh, my. Buy me one right now. Buy me one right now. A suture practice kit.
Chet, I'll tell you,
arm included?
No arm included. However, it does come with 4 syringes and 5 needles.
What do I need syringes for?
It's a suture kit, so you have to, I don't know, open the wound and then sew it back up. For?
No, are you kidding? I just want to sew them up. I'm not worried about infection.
How many pieces in this kit?
Looks like 9, I'm assuming.
Syringes and needles. Thread?
With thread, yes.
No, but no dummy to practice on?
No dummy to practice on.
You gotta go find your own dummy. You know what I'm saying? That's when you gotta have a little brother. Get in here.
Chet, your guess first.
I know.
Okay.
Damn it.
Suture practice kit.
33.99.
Okay.
33. Because I don't know how cheap this thing is. I get the idea.
Sounds cheap.
It sounds, yeah, it's this particular one sounds like it might be cheap.
Yeah.
But I'm going with $33.99. I don't give a rip. Final answer.
$33.99. All right, Lil Jess?
$6.99.
She's not so sure. Face in hands. Not sure. It's so funny. We're so competitive. None of this means anything. Kurt.
I'm clearly lost in this game, so I'm going to go right in the middle at
$12. $12 even. What is it, Kayla Jo Walker?
Actual retail price, $42.50 on Amazon.
Well, I win, but you know what? Sometimes, Kurt, even when you lose, you win. You've got Chet Buchanan Show shirts, and thank you so much for playing.
Thank you.
Amazon Prime Day price is right. With the Chet Buchanan Show, let's make this an excruciatingly clean transition right now. Cleaner than it is at the moment. Okay, everybody?
It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
When I'm going to work, dropping the kids to school.
Every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
All right, let's get this.
98.5 KLUC.
The dramatic music is played. That means it's time for High Low. I want to go to Disneyland. Who's winning right now, Lil Jess?
Phoebe London of Summerlin.
Called the shot. You're winning right now, Phoebe. This is happening.
Okay.
Yeah, you said.
No pressure.
Yeah, so one of us is confident. The high number is what?
592.
And the low number is what?
581.
All right, Phoebe. Just shut your eyes and shoot.
I am going to go with 585.
585. By the way, a little pull back the curtain. What did I say earlier?
You said they were going to guess 585.
I said 585. we were discussing this earlier. 585. Final answer?
Yes.
And that is?
Nope. Too high.
Oh. And it's too high.
Bummer.
Somehow I had a feeling you might do. And that is why. And that is why I believe we'll have a winner at 8 o'clock.
It's a really smart call.
I'm just saying. We'll try again at 8. Thank you, Phoebe.
Thanks.
All right. So now let's reset. High number?
585.
Low number?
581.
Wow. Wait, so 582, 583, 584? A one in three shot?
A one in three shot.
Well. So a 1-in-3 shot. High, low, I want to go to Disneyland. That is coming up at 8 o'clock.
Yeah. The Chet Buchanan Show. The Chet Buchanan Show. The Chet Buchanan Show. 90.5.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning.
This is the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC. Oh, sometimes.
get a good feeling. Yeah.
Two dudes just minding their own business. They're working on a construction site. They notice that the building across from them is on fire.
Oh, no.
And there's a dude screaming. So here's the deal. Brothers Mason Fierro and Jermaine Gallion, working in Albuquerque. They were roofing a building just across. Dude screaming for help from a second story window. You know what? I'm gonna go ahead and let Mason pick up the story from here because he tells it better than I do.
We saw him hanging out the window with his baby, 2-month-old baby. Dropped her, I caught her. Then they bring out another little boy, two or three years old. And then we caught him as well. We had each other's back and it was just an all-in thing.
Yeah, so the crew had used ladders to get the children's parents out. And then they started going door to door to get everybody else out. Jermaine was next to his brother when he caught the children. You know what I mean?
Oh, standing, my God.
You know what? My guess is that he's also standing there with his knees ever so slightly bent and his hands out. Just in case there's a fumble.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? In case he's got to step in and then make the amazing Sports Center top 10 play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like that. And he could not be more proud of his brother.
Just seeing him catch that baby girl and the baby boy is just, you know, it touched me. He stepped up and really became the hero of the day.
And a lot of people are saying that he's a big hero. Mason doesn't feel that way.
He might not remember my name or my face, but he knows that somebody helped. And that's all that I care about, honestly.
Wow.
Yeah. Insane, right? The rest of the crew was working to bring their ladders over to get the adults out. And Mason just said, drop the babies. Just drop them.
At least we can help them, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And I'll get them.
Wow.
Second story up, 20 feet up. That's just far enough, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Like I said, though, right place, right time. Plus, don't think about it, just do it. It's a good feeling story of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
All right, Spence got icky belly today, so it's not Spence's challenge, so there's no cash. So purely for exhibition purposes only, for our friends at Terrible Herbs, celebrating 60 years of customer service in Southern Nevada, scale of 1 to 10, how much do you hate this?
A 9.
Yeah?
It's not a full 10.
Do you not want to do it?
I mean, no, I'll do it. I don't care. Little, I just didn't study, so.
Make a little Jess's challenge?
Did I do that out loud?
Do you want to write 5 questions really quick? Do you want me to play an extra song? We make a Chet's challenge?
Oh, man, Chet's challenge would be funny, too.
Writing questions is not as easy
no,
as you
think. No, it's not. That's the problem is I didn't study anything, so, like, I'd have to go, I need more than three minutes.
I will then also remind you, how often do we play this game?
Once every 6 months when Spence gets sick.
No. How often do we play Spence's challenge?
Oh, every day, yeah.
Yeah, every day. How often do you think they study?
1 out of every 5.
If that.
Yeah.
I was going to go 1 out of every 10. So what's the big deal?
All right.
Kayla! Challenge Kayla!
Challenge Kayla!
Her name's Kayla.
And it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool names.
Kayla!
Challenge, yeah.
Oh, and more work for little Jess. You got to write down both sets of answers.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I'm glad you reminded me.
No, it's all good. Who is on the phone? Are you able to?
Yeah, Paul Johnson of Henderson.
Well, hello, Mr. Johnson.
Hey, hello.
Easy pickings today, brother.
I don't know about that.
No, here's what happens though. She gets herself all worked up, so she'll panic.
Ah, okay. Last time I said Matt Damon for the Matt Damon question.
Matt Damon. I like it. Well, 5 questions, 30 seconds, pop culture ripped from the headlines. We do not say pass on this show. We say what?
Jim Bob Cooter.
There is absolutely no reason to. So are you going to cooter today?
Not today.
Not today.
Not today.
Not today.
Not today.
Don't do it, brother. No need. 30 seconds on the clock. Time will start when I read the first one. Here we go. What iconic upper-end department store appears to be headed for bankruptcy?
JCPenney.
Whoopi Goldberg has been told that she is no longer allowed to do what?
Talk.
A giant jellyfish was spotted off the coast of which country?
Australia.
What NBA rookie stars college coach says that he, quote, never should have played summer league?
Zion Williamson.
And who posted a pic showing off her ripped abs and what is being called an epic pair of cat leggings?
Elizabeth Hurley.
Kayla!
Her name's Kayla.
And it's a challenge, that's how we came up with the cool name
Kayla!
Challenge, yeah!
Elizabeth Hurley.
Kayla!
Yeah, I forgot. Somebody's got to call her in. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hi.
You are white as a ghost right now.
I know. I'm just nervous and not that like it matters. We're going to give away the tickets anyway. I don't know why. Like, but it's the idea that I'd like to know at least like two.
Yeah, there's a chance of that.
Okay.
I think there's a chance that you'll know two.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and go back to the old ways. But I'm going to tell you he only knew one.
Oh, God.
So if you get two, Rockstar City.
But then that puts more pressure on that. I'm like, if he got nothing, I'd be like, yes.
Literally all the blood is drained out of her face.
I can feel it.
Same five questions, same 30 seconds. Time will start when I read the first one. Here we go. Kayla.
Yes?
Which iconic upper-end department store appears to be headed for bankruptcy?
JCPenney.
Whoopi Goldberg has been told that she is no longer allowed to do what?
Yell at people.
A giant jellyfish was spotted off the coast of which country?
England.
Name a country. There you go. What NBA rookie stars college coach says, quote, he never should have played summer league?
I don't know any rookies. LeBron.
Who posted a pic showing off her ripped abs and what is being called an epic pair of cat leggings?
Halle Berry.
Kayla.
Her name's Kayla.
And it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name
Kayla.
Challenge, yeah.
What are you screaming about?
I just know the last one now.
That's awesome. Well, let's see how we did. Once again, Paul, you have to do is tie or beat Kayla to get the Aces ticket. Which iconic upper-end department store appears to be headed for bankruptcy? Paul said...
JCPenney.
Kayla said...
JCPenney.
Isn't that weird? Usually when they both answer the same one, that's the answer. I said upper-end department store. Barney's of New York. No point. 28 of them across the country, one of them here in Las Vegas.
Wow.
Now in danger. Whoopi Goldberg has been told that she is no longer allowed to do what? Paul said.
Talk?
Sven said.
Yell at people.
You know what? That's kind of a variation of the same thing.
Yeah.
Usually when they both get the same answer. Drive a car. She is no longer allowed to drive a car.
Oh, wow.
No point. Yeah, her eyesight's no good.
Oh, no.
A giant jellyfish spotted off the coast of which country? Paul said.
Australia.
Ooh, makes sense. No. Kayla said.
England.
England.
Oh, my God.
Kayla goes up 1-0.
Yeah.
What NBA rookie stars college coach says that he, quote, never should have played summer league? Paul said.
Zion Williamson.
Zion Williamson. Give that man a booyah. There it is. Kayla said.
I don't know any rookies. LeBron?
Definitely not a rookie. But Paul got the booyah. We're tied at one. Who posted a pic showing off her ripped abs and what is being called an epic pair of cat leggings? Paul said.
Elizabeth Hurley.
What the? Where did that come from? Kayla said.
Halle Berry?
And then, literally, she flew into a rage.
Oh, God, let play! Flim, fire, bang!
Spins around, stomps off to the other side of the room. Because what's the real answer?
Is it Kylie Jenner?
No.
Oh, okay.
You know what? You're double wrong.
Oh, dang it.
And I was going to make, cool. Paul the winner, but I can't do that. Oh, no, I can't.
Yes, you can.
It's a tie. Paul wins in
Kayla.
Kayla.
Her name's Kayla.
And it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name
Kayla.
Challenge, yeah.
The answer was J-Lo. Yeah, J-Lo looks really good, too. She's all feeling herself because it's her birthday and everything.
She's all, never looked better.
She stays looking good.
So we said if you tie or if you win, you get the Aces tickets. So you get the Aces tickets. Nice job, Paul Johnson of Henderson.
Yeah.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Every morning.
Jeff Buchanan, Spence, Kayla, and Lil Jess on 98.5 KLUC.
16 minutes away. 16 minutes from right now. A 1-in-3 shot. High low. I want to go to Disneyland. 4-pack of 2-day park tickets, correct, at Disneyland. Isn't that right?
That is correct.
Chance to upgrade to what?
A 4-pack of 3-day tickets and a 2-night stay at a Disneyland Resort hotel.
Dude, that's nice. That's nice when you've got the hotel already taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
That's way helpful. Way helpful.
Yeah.
A 1-in-3 shot coming up at 8 o'clock this morning. What you going to do? The high number is?
585.
The low number is?
581.
So the remaining numbers are?
582. 583 and 584.
Door number 1, door number 2, or door number 3?
This sounds familiar.
Oh, didn't we have that? Yeah, we had that yesterday.
We had it yesterday, yeah. But
the good news is we get 2 shots at it.
Yeah.
So we probably should, take care of this. I'm looking at it to figure out. No, there's a way we could screw this up.
Yeah.
There's a way that we could hand a guaranteed winner over to... There's a way that we can hand. There is a mathematical way that we can hand a guaranteed winner over to Audrey Lee.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's not do that. Let's just take care of it at 8 o'clock. Why don't we do that? So once again, your choices are 582, 583, or 584. We'll play high low. I want to go to Disneyland. Coming up in just a little bit. Have you ever left anything behind on a trip? You'd be amazed at how often this happens. And I'm not talking about a phone charger. I'm not talking about your sunglasses. I'm talking about people leaving legitimate, significant items behind. I have lost, when we went for my stepmom's memorial, my suit jacket's gone. And it's really sad. That suit was meaningful for me. Hmm. And I don't know. Well... I'll put it to you this way. I made it to this is so embarrassing. I made it to the airport bar with it.
Okay.
I recall that. I don't believe that that's the issue with leaving it behind, but it was either on the back of a chair, and neither my wife nor I can remember. It's either on the back of the chair or it is still up in the luggage compartment of the airplane.
Did you call on it?
No, that's a great idea.
Well,
no,
some people just call it a wash.
We've called everybody. We've called everybody. We've gone. We've gone, like personally to everywhere that it might be. It's just and poof, it's vanished.
Oh, I'm sorry, bud. Which,
yeah, it sucks a lot, a lot, a lot. But yeah, other than that, I've never really done that. You had somebody 1 year when we went to boot camp.
Oh, our friend Kaylee left behind an entire drawer full of clothes.
What?
We were sharing a room last year.
Now
at boot
that
camp.
I am gonna blame on the bar.
It was
that I'm blaming on the drink.
Well, the funny thing is that I take a photo of it and I send it to the group text of all the girls that were staying in the room together, and she goes, "Oh, I knew my suitcase felt lighter for some reason."
She's the greatest. She is the.
Oh my gosh. It was so funny. I had that, not that instance, but like a hotel room incident one time. I had my mom.
Are we still talking about things you left behind?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, unfortunately.
We'll make sure.
I really wanted the Michael Kors watch, but I could never justify spending the amount that Michael Kors watches were.
Okay.
And my mom got me a really nice one for Christmas. So I had it for a couple, I wore it every day, loved it. and I took it with me to Florida for a wedding, and we were staying in the hotel, and I'd like to believe that someone went into the hotel and took it, the hotel room, and took it, but I know I just left it behind, and it crushes my soul to say this reason I won't buy another Michael Kors watch.
It worries me that I, in fact, I am that guy. I double-check, triple-check the hotel room. I'm truly paranoid. Like, I pack the night before, and then I double-check in the morning. I'm miserable to travel with.
Yeah.
I'm terrible. You'd hate traveling with me. No, but that's the stuff. I ask my wife. She'll tell you. We will never leave anything in a room. That's why leaving this suit jacket behind somewhere is so dumb. Have you ever done that? You left something behind?
Yes, my son. Okay, from the age of one to 5.
You left your son behind?
Oh, never.
That happened. No, we've had those stories. When did you leave the kid behind?
Yeah.
We've had those stories.
This is the worst for a parent. From the age to 1 to 5, my son really loved Tigger. And he had like 3 or 4 of them, different sizes. Well, he had a baby one, and I always made sure to make sure his toys were there. And I guess I must have missed it. It wasn't until we got all the way back home. We were in San Jose, California, flew all the way back home. And I was surprised he didn't pick up that it was missing.
Right.
I was able to distract him. But when we got home, he noticed. And then I was like, oh my God, what do I do? Like, I looked everywhere. I called the hotel, made sure. And the worst thing you can say as a parent is, I'll get you a new one.
Because yeah,
they don't want that.
Yeah, no. It's not the same thing.
It's got their scent on it. They can tell. They know.
They've been through a lot together.
Got their little kid musk on it.
Yeah. So it was horrible.
Got your little kid smell on it.
It was horrible. But so now I'm like, okay, I run through the checklist. Even though he's old enough to take his own stuff and be responsible
for
it, I still won't ever let it happen again.
Oh, no, I do a checklist now, too. It's just ridiculous. I mean, I can't even imagine being a parent, too.
Yeah, I don't know why you don't want to have kids. You treat Buddy like he's a child.
I do not. It's because I'm so bad. I have to create a checklist for myself. Else I'd lose and misplace everything.
Okay, well, a little shared experience here. You're not alone in the world. So now you've heard we have laid ourselves bare with this. What did you leave behind? True story. And again, phone charger, whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's an easy one. Sunglasses in the rental car. I don't want to hear about it unless they're $1,000 sunglasses. And then what are you doing with $1,000 sunglasses?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what are you doing listening to this show if you can afford $1,000 sunglasses? You get where we're going.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
I never look at social. Well, nah, I won't say never. I rarely, you know this about me, Kayla, I rarely look at social media during the show.
You're not that guy.
No, I'll check every once in a while just to see, you know, make sure I'm not missing something. But, oh my God, I just happened to, for no apparent reason, you know, sometimes you absentmindedly pick up your phone and just check?
Yes.
Tara says, we left our chihuahua sleeping in his baby blanket on a bed in a hotel in Tucumcari, New Mexico. Which is kind of the middle of nowhere. We went back to get him when we realized that 15 minutes later he hadn't moved.
Oh, my God. I shouldn't laugh at that. That's terrible. He was probably so scared.
He just sleeping there. No, he was asleep. He didn't care. He was scared at all.
The funny thing is, if I even move at all in my house, Penny is like, my dog Penny is right next to my side. So the idea that, oh, no, he's just chilling. It's fine.
Lori B. in Northtown. Hey.
Hey.
You didn't leave it behind on vacation. What did your mom leave behind?
It was reversed. We're going on a cruise out of LA, and I get this panic call from my dad that she switched out the luggage, and the new piece that she had was still in their bedroom at home here in Las Vegas with all their medications in it.
Oh my God.
And the Dramamine, because they're on a cruise. So I run to the house, I go get it, I go to the post office I just got the medication, like threw it in a priority mailbox, and the lady's like, you can't mail medication, like that's a felony. So they kicked me. They wouldn't let me mail it. So it was a huge ordeal, but they ended up getting some on the ship and some in Mexico, because I guess you can buy that stuff in Mexico. But
I would imagine there's plenty of old folks leave their stuff.
Oh my God.
So it all worked out.
Wow. This is Hannah in Northtown. Hey.
Which,
by the way, I misspoke earlier. She is the reigning number one in the P1 Power Rankings, which are going to be pushed back at least a day for those of you who do follow along closely at KLUC.com or on the radio.com app. Spence is out today with achy belly.
Mm-hmm.
He's sidelined with achy belly.
We're
hoping he'll be back tomorrow. We're guessing it's the mixture of mac and cheese and whiskey.
Not a good combination.
It's usually what happens. So, Hannah, this must be a very special Pandora bracelet that you left behind.
Yeah, my boyfriend got it for me when we first got together, and he kind of, like, added charms on every special occasion.
Aww.
And so it had, like, 6 charms on it, and I was in a rental car, and I had taken it off because I was going into work. And I left it in the rental car, and when I called them, like, the next day, they were like, oh, we can't find it. It's not here. And so I freaked out, and he went and brought another one and put all the charms exactly how they were and never told him.
That's an even better story. Good for you. How much longer were you with him?
We're still together.
Well, you just outed yourself,
yeah,
so.
We're just going to hope that the radio cut out while he was listening.
He ain't listening to this show. We don't play Led Zeppelin. That's amazing. And first time ever, she's admitted.
Yeah.
You know what? Hot Chick Ryan, hang on 1 second. You get to go last. You get to go last, and you know why.
Okay.
Okay, good. Hot Chick Ryan. That's why she moves up the P1 Power Rankings every week.
Yeah.
Because she's on it. She's got a twofer here. Shelly in Southern Highlands, what'd you leave behind on vacation?
It wasn't me. It was my sister.
Okay.
And I call her to tell her because we all were traveling together. You know, all our families all get together, whatever, kind of like family reunion thing. Anyway, I call her and I'm like, hey, aren't you guys heading to the airport to get on the plane? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, so Joe left his luggage sitting here in the middle of the floor.
Who is this Joe? Okay.
Her husband. So she turns to him. She's like, Joe, you left your luggage. He's like, oh, well, I'll just buy stuff when I get there. And they're like, okay, no problem. I'm like, well, aren't you taking Lily to a grandparent's house with the dogs? And she's like, yeah. I'm like, well, do you want your dogs? Because they're here too.
Oh, my God. They just left. Were they doing a little pre-funking?
I don't know what they were doing. Their dogs are not small. They're 2 giant hunting dogs.
That's very funny.
And they're in a truck. It's not like they're in a big car where they're hidden in the back or something. They're in a truck.
All right.
See you in an hour.
Yeah, bye. See ya. That's funny.
Oh,
thank you, Shelly. Have a great day. Kelly, the south side?
Good morning.
The south side. Do we have a south side? What are your major cross streets?
Silverado Ranch and Las Vegas Boulevard.
That's Silverado All Ranch
right.
to me then. I got
okay.
you.
Okay.
All right. Or South Point even.
Yeah.
I like that.
Kelly, what'd you leave behind?
So I travel for a living and I'm a checklist. I'm packing a week before, making sure everything is where it needs to be. I'm checking the room 3 times before I leave. And I'm in Arizona, and I forgot my adult toy in the drawer.
Oh. Okay.
Wait, no, because your checklist, what is that labeled on your checklist exactly? What do you label that? Just
Bob.
Think Bob.
Bob.
Purple
Battery
pirate.
Open.
It's a purple pirate.
Oh, good Lord.
It's not a rabbit.
Okay, let's slow. Everybody, slow down. Rarely am I uncomfortable. Right now, I'm a little uncomfortable.
All right.
So I frequently, I go to this resort all the time. So
that.
I couldn't call them and say, "Hey, can you, you know, look for this?" I just okay, it's a loss.
They know you there. How many people at the How many people at the front desk know you by name?
All of them.
All of them. Sure. Is this Gainey Ranch?
No.
Is it really?
No. Oh. So, but they called me to let me know. I had forgotten something in my room, and they were going to hold it for me until my next reservation.
Oh, my God. Yeah, thank you very much. I will never travel to that town again. Please just burn down the hotel and everything in it. Oh, my God, Kelly, that's amazing. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you.
1 in 3 shot. Hi, Lo, I want to go to Disneyland. Hot Chick Ryan, just really quick, what did you leave behind? Oh, it's just Hot Ryan, not Hot Chick Ryan. Hot Hot Ryan, sorry. The name that I made up for you, I've forgotten.
I left my entire diaper bag with fresh pumped milk, diapers, everything for my kid who was attached to my body via one of those baby carriers that you, sure. you know, you carry on the front.
Sure.
Walked off the plane, just completely left it.
Well, you know, new mom. What are you, you're not used to it yet.
Exactly.
As long as you got the kid.
Yeah, it was bad.
As long as you got the kid, you're all right.
I did. I didn't forget him.
There were two things that were more important. One of those is, hi, low, I want to go to Disneyland, and that's happening in just seconds. The other thing that you were questioning, Hot Ryan?
I thought Kayla had a joke. Does Kayla not have a joke today?
Well, you know what? We were just waiting for somebody to ask. That's all. Kayla does have a joke.
Hey! So,
why do you think glass coffins were not much of a success?
Ooh, I have no idea.
Why do you think glass coffins were not much of a success?
Remains to be seen.
Remains to be seen. The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5 KLUC. The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
All right, it's go time.
98.5 KLUC.
Well, Jess, who's got a 1-in-3 shot at Hilo, I want to go to Disneyland?
That'll be Sherry Mancini of Silverado Ranch.
Hey, that's you.
Hello?
Hello.
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 How are you?
Well, don't worry about that. Don't even. I appreciate your concern. Need you to stay focused right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm in the zone.
Yeah, girl. 1-in-3 shot. Hilo, I want to go to Disneyland. High number is?
585.
Low number is?
581.
You knew that already. But we gotta make it official. The number is either 582, 583, or 584. What you think?
I am thinking 584.
She says 584. She went with the high end. Is she right?
Nope. Too high.
No! No! Too high. Take 584 off the board, Sherry. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Have a lovely day. Will you call us back at 9 o'clock?
Heck yeah.
Okay. Because we could, thanks to Sherry, a 50-50 shot now. Either 582 or 583. Think about what you're going to do. We will talk at 9 o'clock.
Jeff Buchanan, Spence, Kayla, and Lil Jess.
I listen in the morning.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Quick question for Kayla Jo Walker. What are you more excited about right now? A 50-50 shot at Hilo, I want to go to Disneyland, coming up at 9 o'clock.
Okay, very excited
you,
for that.
Which again, high numbers 584, low numbers 581. 50-50. So you got a shot at either 582 or 583. 583 yep. or 582. What did you... Figure it out what it's going to be. Or are you more excited for the fact that between Lifetime and Hallmark, there's going to be 68 original Christmas movies that are going to air this holiday season?
I will tell you, I am very, very excited about, I'll say that I'm more excited about the Christmas movies.
Yeah, I would think on a personal level, because you ain't going to Disneyland.
No, I'm not, but I'm excited for our winners, like our listeners to win.
No, of course.
But... I'm sorry, like, I live for this all year round, and the idea that they're literally doubling last year's numbers from original Hallmark movies and Lifetime movies, I'm beyond excited about it.
I've never known anybody like her. Will you? Well, of course you will. This is a stupid question. I'm about, here, everybody brace yourself. Here comes the stupidest question I will ask all day. Are you going to watch all of them?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because the thing is, what they do on both those channels is they'll start rolling them out in, like, early November, and they'll do, like, one or two per week. So I have to, like plan it out way ahead of time. So they'll do, like, one or two per week, and then they get to December, they'll do, like, four or five a week.
Yeah, and you'll DVR, and you'll binge.
Yeah, for sure.
Look at her, she's so satisfied.
I watch these movies all year round. Like, Hallmark announced that they're going to play Christmas movies every single week for, up until that. And so I watch it all year long.
Literally, she just made the face that I make when I have Mexican food. She did just like, oh, God. If I could rub this on my body, I would. Like, literally.
Perfect.
If she could just lay, if she could just roll around in Hallmark Christmas movies.
She would.
If I could keep my house decorated in Christmas all year long, I would.
You can, and I'm surprised you don't.
I don't, because I respect my boyfriend enough to know that's a little crazy. Like, our friend Ian, his girlfriend Gina keeps a Christmas tree up all year long.
Yeah, why not? Why don't you have a Christmas room?
I should have a Christmas room.
Well, I wish, you know what? We could talk more about this, but I don't want to.
Okay.
Here's why you should give the Jeff Buchanan Show another 15 minutes.
And maybe even a little more than that. How about until at least 9:45? Because we're commercial free until then, right after this.
All right.
Including a 50-50 shot at high-low. I want to go to Disneyland. Get them set, Kayla.
The high number is 584. The low number is 581, which means your choices are 582 and 583.
David on the west side also wants to back your play on Christmas movies. Yes, David, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm super excited about the Christmas movie from Hallmark and from Lifetime, because I've been watching Lifetime forever, and the same thing with the horror movies. And my aunt is actually she bought a DVR last week just so she can record all the movies, just in case I miss one. So I'm super happy about this.
So where should you and I meet so that you can turn in your man card to me?
Oh,
whatever, man. Ain't no man card being turned in on this one.
I love it. It's always a romance story. It's all the good stuff. So.
No, I know what's going on. Yeah, listen, David, I see what's going on here. How single are you? Because I see what's happening. Because you know that just like one of your beloved Lifetime and or Hallmark movies, that now you're going to call in on the radio and you're going to be like, I love those Christmas movies because I'm a sensitive, strong man. I'm not turning in my man card, but I love the Christmas movies. And then the woman of your dreams is going to call in and go, I think David sounds wonderful. Can you share my number with him? See, this is what he's doing. I know what's happening. I know what's happening.
Don't get me wrong. I'm 12 years single, but I'm not worried about some random person calling me talking about they love me. I'm like, you better not give them my number.
Okay. All right.
You could live one of those movies, though.
I'm just trying to see.
That's not my kind of luck.
I'm trying to
have the worst luck when it comes to relationships in my life.
See, but this is how it works out. In those movies, that's how it works out. 12 years single, horrible luck at relationships. One day, boom.
But in real life, you get the psychopath who tries to murder you in your sleep because you like a family picture that they didn't realize it was. I'm like, no, thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, funny.
You're a good man. Thank you, buddy. Have a great day.
You too.
All right, we'll see.
Come on. Jeff Buchanan Show.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Wake up!
You woke up with us. Now take us to work. The Jeff Buchanan Show, kicking off your workday commercial free on 98.5 KLUC.
Stand by. 13 minutes away. 13 minutes away from a 50-50 shot. High-low, I want to go to Disneyland, but first...
Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown.
Lil Jess, who's on? Who's contestant number one?
That is Brooks the Fish Slater from Summerlin.
His specialty, the champion, the GOAT at this game. Fish, what's your buzzer going to be?
Fish on.
And I don't know. I see I would ordinarily say contestant number two, it was their lucky day, but I'm not so sure. Who is that person?
Cheryl Dowlin from Westside.
So Cheryl, I'm sorry, but you know what? It's your chance to make history right now.
Everybody has an off day.
Today might be yours, sir. Oh, and you know what? And everybody has a championship day, and this could be Cheryl's.
I hope so.
Yeah, what's your buzzer going to be, Cheryl?
Beep, beep.
I'm sorry, could you say it again?
Beep, beep.
Okay, no, thank you. Who's your phone? Spence, Spence is out. Do you want to be the judge? You want
I me will to be the judge.
Be the judge?
Yeah.
Lil Jess will be the judge of who buzzes in first. She shall not be questioned. And Kayla is the asker of the questions. Here's question one.
So we all heard about Jed going on The Bachelorette with a girlfriend, but now it turns out another contestant dumped a chick like 2 seconds before he met Hannah. Which finalist is that? Pete the Pilot, Luke P, or Tyler C?
Pete for Sean.
That is Cheryl.
Luke Pilot?
Shh. Well, you seem to have combined answers here.
Okay, the second one.
The second one? No.
Not Luke P, no. Brooks, is it Pete the Pilot or Tyler C?
Pete the Pilot?
Is it Pete the Pilot? It sure is. Pete, I'd like to file just a minor protest.
Yeah.
With the wording of the question, with the whole we all heard about Jed going on The Bachelorette.
Well, it was everywhere. I should reword
that. Was it everywhere?
That.
Was it?
It was all over mine. My very cultivated news feed. No, it was all over mine.
You know what? I know about hockey. You know what I mean? Yeah. You know about Bachelorette. That's why I come to you for all
the
information.
Me and Brooks, apparently. So.
That's true. And it's one zip fish. Question number two.
So news broke yesterday. Who will play Elvis in the Baz Luhrmann biopic? Is it going to be Miles Teller, Ansel Elgort, or Austin Butler?
Fish on.
That would be Brooks, the fish Slater.
Miles Teller.
Miles Teller, he said confidently. No, sir.
No. Cheryl, is it Ansel Elgort or Austin Butler?
Austin Butler.
Austin Butler. Could you pick him out of a lineup, Cheryl?
No.
Well, you know what? You don't have to. Because you're right.
Yay.
And it makes it easy on everybody. Because you know what? We're tied at one, heading to the all-important third and final question. We don't have to stress out. We don't have to worry about nothing. We just make it worth one big game-winning point.
So which reality star is reportedly close to leaving her NBA hubby again? Is it Lala Anthony, Aisha Curry? Is it Aisha Curry? Aisha Curry or Gabrielle Union?
Fish on.
That would be Brooks.
It is going to be the first one.
Fish says the first one.
I do love
Fish,
that.
Fish say the first one. Is the first one right? Well, if the first one is Lala Anthony, which it is.
Yeah!
And the GOAT wins again. GOAT wins again.
Seriously, how dumb can you be, Carmelo Anthony? You're spotted on a boat with a chick sunbathing with her and, like, rubbing lotion on her and everything like that. Like, I'm just saying.
I would also stipulate... How dumb can you be, Lala Anthony, to think that he's going to be?
Thank you.
A 90, even people that have worked in the NBA that we've known that have been part of this show in the past will tell you that it's just
how it is.
It's a unicorn. You know what I mean? That they're the faithful ones. But be that as it may, Cheryl, we got to let you go. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
Fish wins again. VIP passes to the Pop 2000 Tour, Saturday, July 27th, Fremont Street Experience. Lance Bass is the host. O-Town, Aaron Carter, Ryan Cabrera, Tyler Hilton will play. Speaking of O-Town, you see Diddy is bringing back Making the Band.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, really?
They gave us O-Town and Danity Kane. I don't know that, you know.
Yeah.
I'm willing to give it one more shot.
Sure. And more importantly than anything else, 8 minutes away from a 50-50 shot on high-low, I want to go to Disneyland. And let it be written that once again, Brooks the Fish Slater on Tuesday, July 16th, 2019, the champion of...
Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown. You've been listening all morning. Keep it going at work.
They're just awesome. I love them.
The Jeff Buchanan Show kicks off your workday with commercial-free music on 98.5 KLUC.
Let's do this.
98.5
KLUC. Smell that?
Oh, yeah.
You smell that?
I smell it.
Do you smell it?
Uh-huh.
It
smells good.
It smells like a P1D1.
I thought you were saying it smells like a winner.
Smelling a winner?
That's what I was smelling.
I don't know if I'm feeling it. Who's on the phone?
Wailing Rojas from Sohi.
Wailing, what's up, buddy?
Hi, guys. Hi.
The definition of P1D1. The definition. Well, we've been down this road a time or three. What other big ones have you... Have you ever won a high-low before?
Yes, I have. But it was a guaranteed win, though.
Oh, did you go to... Where did you go? Did you go to Disneyland or did you go to Mexico?
No, I did Disney. I did Disney and California Adventures. Yeah.
Because I can't remember doing a... I can't remember doing high-low for anything other than that.
I haven't been here for high-low. I want to go to Mexico when we used to do that, when we used to do that back in the day, so...
Yeah, you just need to bring that back.
So what's it going to be? Is it going to be... Well, let's make it official. The high number is?
584.
The low number is?
581.
Okay, so what's it going to be? 582 or 583? 583 or 582? What's it going to be, Wailing? What's it going to be?
The winning number.
Is?
583.
She says 583. Final answer?
Yes, final answer.
You know, it would seem that this is twice as... You said you had a guaranteed winner before, and that... So that would be pretty easy. Is this twice as tough or like 100 times as tough?
Oh, God. So hard.
I don't know. You're pretty good at it.
You get to go.
583 is the winner, and Wailing Rojas of Sohi is the winner of High Low, I Want to Go to Disneyland, trip number 9.
Oh my God, you guys are the best. Thank you so much.
Wake up. You woke up with us. Now take us to work. The Jeff Buchanan Show, kicking off your workday commercial free on 98.5 KLUC.
I'm not saying this is everyone's experience right now. It's just my personal experience. A lot of really, really good people in the world today. I don't know that there's a greatest.
Oh, okay.
I have very many really good ones.
Okay.
I just don't know that, you know.
The greatest person in the world.
I think I did okay.
You just sprinkle around?
You know what? No, I'm just, yeah, I'll start today. I'll just start. I can't go into full detail because I don't want to embarrass him. But there is somebody named Chris who sets an alarm every morning for 5 a.m. so that they can be ready, and then they want to be in their car at 5:30, okay, so that they can hear the show from the beginning. Wanted to let us know. Chris has been through more BS than any one person should have to go through. It started when she was 6 months old. It has carried forward to this very day. She is fighting. She is winning. She is battling. And every once in a while, you never know what the turning point is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm just going to leave it at that. Chris, thank you for reminding me. Thank you for inspiring me. And thank you for listening to this show. I appreciate it. And today, if nobody else tells you, I'm telling you now, you just might be
the greatest person in the world.
Forget about just might be. You definitely
are. That was a good one.
You definitely are. Now I feel bad. Kayla, follow that.
You know what? Kind of along the same lines of P1 for me. So it's my boy Ricky's birthday. Ricky and I started messaging about 2 years ago. He's a big fan of the show.
Does your boyfriend know?
Yeah. Okay. It's not that big of a deal. Sometimes it's as easy, like when Ricky gets up in the morning, sometimes it's as easy as a good morning, my friend. And I'm like, good morning, my friend. And that'll be it some days. And then some days we'll go into long conversations about, you know, if he's having a hard time or if he had a really good day yesterday or same with
me. Does he live here?
He lives here, listens to the show. And it's, and we made kind of like a positivity pack where we'll check on each other every single day to see how mindsets are and everything like that. So I'm just thankful to have him as a friend and a listener for that. Today's his birthday. So, Ricky, you is...
God, this guy...
The greatest person in the world.
I am so sorry. I should have done this in the completely opposite order. Yeah. Little Jess. Poor little Jess. I'd like to give my greatest person in the world popsicles.
I was going to say jeans.
Because it's going to be 110 today. Hot. It's real hot. Like, give mine to the greatest person in the world, whoever invented Otter Pops. Otter Pops, throw them in freezer. They come out. They delicious summertime treat.
You're teeing up more good stuff right now.
Thank you. Thank you, Otter Pops. That's great. You just might be. Well, I'm just creating space.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
All right. So then what is
so
great. Top Otter Pops then. Fine. Good luck.
Well, the kiddos have 4 weeks until school's back in session.
Amazing, right?
Yeah, I know. And then I kind of panicked because I'm like, oh, my goodness, I haven't done my son a service at all this summer. And he's about to go into middle school. So what that means to me is that he's going to be focused on geometry, probability, algebra, which is stuff I am not the greatest
at. Look at Kayla's face light up.
You're saying all the stuff that I love.
She's so turned on right now. You have no idea.
Imagine if Hallmark put together an algebra movie.
Oh, my God. Oh, no, I'd be in heaven.
This just became an Orange is the New Black moment.
Well, with my heart racing even right now,
hers too.
Yesterday, I put on my socials that I was interested in learning more about math tutoring services that are available because I actually want to get him in there as early as like today. He's not looking forward to it, but I want to get him prepared, a refresher reminder, and hey, this is what's coming up. So I just wanted to thank Michelle, Steve, Britt, Chick, Vic, Jessica, Chloe, and Talene for giving me a lot of information, sending me people that they know personally that give private math lessons and all that. I really appreciate
that. Sounds like a lineup of P1s if I didn't know
some
any
of
better.
Them, yeah.
Yes.
That's awesome.
So thank you, because all y'all are
the greatest person in the world. Finally, all of that listening pays off.
Yay! All right!
It's the Jep Buchanan Show's final exam.
Oh my goodness, I almost forgot to tell you the final exam is sponsored by Kazam.com by Party City. Next party, why make things complicated? Go to Kazam.com, brought to you by the experts of Party City. Well, Jess, who's on the phone?
That is Fallon Sarrazin from Henderson.
Fallon Sarrazin?
Sorry, Fallon.
Fallon, how do you say it?
Sarrazin.
Okay.
Got it. So listen, we were talking about this earlier. P1 David, he wasn't even, like, he didn't even want to fight about it.
No.
There was no shame
in
his
game.
He's
like,
this is a fact. Yeah, that was it. He's like, yeah, no, you put whatever judgment you want on it. This is just how I am.
Yeah.
And it's possible that Kayla and P1 David love what more than anything else?
TV, Lifetime, and Hallmark Christmas movies.
And there's going to be 60 of them. 60 new ones. 60.
I'm so excited.
New ones. Was it 40 from Lifetime and 28 from Hallmark?
Yes.
And Hallmark's spreading theirs over two networks, but still, that's a lot.
Yeah.
That's going to be so awesome.
And Kayla literally has a physical reaction.
They play one a week right now. They play one, and I watch it every single time it comes on, and then I'll, like, basically when I'm home alone, I'll Netflix search all of those movies by myself.
Fallon, where do you fall on the subject of original Christmas movies?
I am a fan, not as big as the others, but I am a fan of them.
Huh.
Good. Huh. We could have a viewing party.
I love all the ones that aren't on Lifetime or Hallmark.
Same.
You know what I mean? I love, like, It's a Wonderful Life made me cry right now.
Aww.
If we wouldn't watch it. Yeah, but I'll be home to small town Utah for Christmas.
That's not getting for you.
Whatever that is. I can't even. It's so ridiculous. I can't even come up.
There's a radio one I'll suggest for you.
I'm out. Win it before you can buy them. 21 Pilots tickets for you. The Bandito Tour goes to MGM Grand on October 30th. Tickets go on sale on Friday at AXS.com at 10 a.m., but you got yours for free. Congratulations.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And thank you to our friends at Kazam.com by Party City. Next party, why make things complicated? Go to Kazam.com. Brought to you by the experts at Party City. Everybody have a great day. WNBA All-Star team members and Las Vegas Aces All-Stars, Liz Cambage and Kayla McBride in this studio after Spence's Challenge tomorrow right about 7:45.
Nice.
Everybody have a great day today. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much. See you tomorrow, P1.
Jep Buchanan Show. The Jep Buchanan Show. 98.5. KLQC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.